This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 118 for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
It's 118?
It's 118.
And today is the 26th.
Oh, poop. I didn't get that far.
I don't know what day it is.
118. Right. And when I say I'm going to start, don't talk. Anyway.
Oh, we'll just edit that out. That'll be a blooper someday.
No, we won't edit that out.
We have some fun bloopers.
We do have some fun bloopers from the early days.
I know. That was fun.
117 podcasts ago.
All right, so we are episode 118. It's Tuesday, August 26th. Almost September. And what happens in September?
Well, as Mr. Nozel has so nicely indicated, Dallas Penn Show is just 30 days away.
Oh my God, I gotta start packing. I know. We love Dallas.
I love Dallas. What was it, last year? Every pen I bought was $50. Seriously, every pen
How does
I bought.
That work?
I don't know. I would go to them, like, how much do you want for this pen? $50. Okay. Next pen. How much do you want for this one? $50. Okay. I want a pen in the silent auction. How much was it? $50.
All right.
So. Yeah, Tim wants to know if there's an Anderson blooper reel. There sort of is. A couple of them are not family friendly.
There are no food bloopers. How can you bloop food?
Not really. Yeah, so Dallas 30 days from now, which is going to be exciting.
Well, you know, it's a long drive. It's 1,100 miles, which is really long to do in one shot. But we break it up by stopping half an hour above the destination.
Yeah. We drive for 10 and a half, and then we stop.
21 and a half hours. Yeah. We drive for 1,050 miles or 1,070 miles or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we stop at the Allen Outlet Mall. And first stop is Coach. And then we go to the Coach store next to it, which usually has... Isn't that where we got your backpack?
No, we didn't. No. We got the backpack in some other city. But no, I don't think we bought anything at the Allen Outlet Mall last year.
I don't think we did, but it's a good excuse to stretch, to clean out the car, to make sure that, you know, we're ready to jump into it. But we get in Thursday night so that we can actually get a good night's sleep, and that is so crucial on some of these long drives.
I'm totally getting dumplings when we get in. There we go. Okay. 3 minutes in. We're getting dumplings at the bar.
The Dallas Penn Show Hotel has two phenomenal bartenders. I don't remember their names. It'll come to me. But two killer, awesome, phenomenal, sarcastic, saucy bartenders who are just wonderful. And they have amazing dumplings. And so we sit at the bar and talk to the bartenders who remember us, and we remember them. It's sort of like Cheers, only 1,100 miles away.
Yeah, 364 days later. Actually, you know, there's a Trader Day Thursday, so if we get in early enough, we should go and check that out. Because a couple years ago, we did some good buying on Thursday night.
Yep.
So you thought I was nuts, but...
I did.
who was right?
Yeah, you were.
I was right on that one.
Yep. But yeah, so Dallas is coming up. I'm glad we still have several days, you know, 3 weeks plus, because that's a lot of packing.
Yep.
But it's a great show, really well run. Everybody's just so friendly and just happy to be there. And it's busy, but it's not slammed and crowded like DC is. I mean, DC is just hard to move around. It's hard to get out and run to the bathroom. It's hard to get out and get a cup of coffee. At least in Dallas, you're busy, but you don't feel overwhelmed. So yeah, I think everybody
Saturday can be busy. I mean, there's a good
absolutely.
There's a good selection of vintage and modern pens there. So they do get a good crowd. But yeah, you're right. You can get out if you have to, or if
You're not fighting the crowds.
Yeah, not as much.
Yeah. So anyway, that's coming up. We'll be talking about that in 3-4 weeks.
Cool. I'm trying to think. All every time we go there, we end up buying stuff that it just blows our mind.
What did we get last year?
Didn't we get a boatload of Estes last year?
Oh, we did. We did. People bring us stuff. Oh, and wasn't it last year we got to meet Aziza?
We did. Yeah.
That was awesome. And we got cupcakes.
We got cupcakes and donuts. And I bought some really killer Schaefers that I added to my collection. Sterling silver ring tops and a couple other nice pieces. I think eventually I did sell some of them. But nice stuff. We always buy some really cool stuff there. So and the guys in the club are great. We love them.
Yeah. So. Everybody's awesome. And we get to see Retro 51, and Drum Ghouls is there. We get to see Chatterley Pens is there. Kenra will be there. Ink Pen, of course. Awesome Joel and Cheryl. Everybody in the Dallas Pen Club is just super sweet, super friendly.
Yep.
So there you go. I think Jimmy will be there.
Jimmy will be there, yeah. So
we love Jimmy.
But we'll cover that more in a couple weeks. Yep. I think it's a little early to be talking about it too much, but anyway.
Apparently, John is big into Dallas Pen Show mode.
I bet he is. I bet those guys are. They better be. Get ready.
I know. Get ready. We're coming to town.
So, what are we talking about today?
You know, we decided to do something a little different. We get some great ideas from friends and listeners. We get some great ideas from Dave. Sometimes we come up with good ideas. Sometimes it's maybe not as exciting.
Every once in a while, I come up with a good idea.
You do. But this week, we decided to talk about something a little different, partly because a customer, actually, we've had, I think, 2 or 3 customers ask about a box. And so we started to think about it, and we started to look at what we have and what we keep. And boxes are sometimes a collection in and of themselves.
And Wayne is going to kill us, but I'm going to hold some of these up. And actually, on Saturday, our friend Ann was in and bought a graduation present for her grandson, I think it was. A nice Moore, brown marbled Moore set, fountain pen and pencil.
It was really pretty.
She wanted a box to put it in, and I didn't have a box. You know,
it didn't come with one.
I don't have a Moore box from the 30s, right? Ended up having to put it in a cross box because it was the only thing I had that had 2 slots. Right. And as I was looking in the box to try to find that, this is the silliest thing. This would only happen in our store. I came across this box right here. Paul E. Wirt fountain pen.
Yeah, I wonder where that came from.
I think we bought this in Chicago, I think.
What you have to understand is we're going to talk about pen boxes, but Brian has a collection of nib boxes. So it's not just pen boxes.
I do have nib boxes here.
Yes, you do.
I got one on my desk, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the standard Esterbrook Renew Point boxes.
No, not those. You collect the fancy ones.
What are you talking about?
All the ones you bought.
Nib boxes. I don't know
what
you're talking
about. You collect boxes. You do.
I don't know which ones you're talking
about. It's called denial. I'll show you later.
You'll show me later? Okay.
Yeah, you do.
But
they're all in the cabinets behind you and on the side. So,
Dip pen boxes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, because they're old.
All right, somebody help me out. Brian collects boxes. Yes. Anyway.
Well, the cool thing about this Wirt one is it's got the original instructions in the box. Now, there's no pen, sadly, but we've got plenty of those. But the cool thing here is this has a price list of repairs.
Oh, nice.
This is great. I wish I could just call up and order this, right? So, and it gives you the prices for sizes number 1 through 7. Feeder, cap, nozzle, barrel, pen, which at the time would have been the nib. And let's see. So the number 7 size nib would have been $3.
Oh.
During the day. So pretty cool. But yeah, so if I found this Paul Wirt box, and these are cool. They're just really neat. It's Bloomington, Pennsylvania on the side, USA on the side. So along those same lines, I also have, is there something in this one? There is something in this one. Holy cow, look at this. My other favorite brand, Aiken Lambert, they made a box called Mercantile, or a line called Mercantile. It was their top-end brand fountain pen, Mercantile fountain pen, on the top of the box. And then on the side, it says manufactured by Aiken Lambert and Company under Wirt and Stone patents. Gold pens, holders, pencils, picks, and C, whatever that means. 10 Maiden Lane, New York. So there's a lot to be learned just from the box. And then inside the box, there's an original eyedropper and instructions with all sorts of ink drops on them. And actually a burn hole.
Oh.
I don't know how that happened. But.
Well, sometimes they have pictures of the pens, or sometimes they have instructions like that one does.
Yeah, okay, well, here's a good example.
All right.
Right here, John Holland. They actually put a picture of the pen on top of the box. This is from Dallas last year. Make no mistake, it's a John Holland pen.
Did you pay $50 for them?
I did pay $50 for it. Oops, I
got the box open.
For the box, the eyedropper, and the pen.
Okay, all right.
And the instructions, all in the box. And yes, it has a nib.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
So that's a cool box. John Holland did it pretty cool. They did a little different.
Now, why would people keep a box?
Why would they keep a box?
Yeah.
Because that's just cool.
Okay, why would people keep other boxes?
Because there's little bits of history in these boxes that you can't get anywhere else. You know, some of them have interesting things on the side. You know, Aiken Lambert manufactured under Wirt and Stone patents, so there's a relationship there. And quite frankly, I forget exactly what it is, but a lot of times you get them with the original instructions. And the instructions tell you, here's one by Moore. This has got a nice box, Moore's fountain pen on the top. I do actually have the fountain pen that's in there, very early two-band safety. But it has the original instructions, how to use it. It's just a nice piece of history.
Yep. Okay. What else you got?
All right. Now, I'm going to take a kind of a, I don't know, this is a step sideways. A lot of times you see them like this. This is the old leather-covered box. You see a lot of dip pens like this. But this one here is Aiken Lambert, and inside.
A Lambert leather?
Aiken Lambert leather. it's got the original taper cap overlay with the original eyedropper. Aiken Lambert Company's Mercantile fountain pen. It's got a little latch on it. It's kind of nice. What else do I have here? A couple more. Another one, very similar. Like a red leather. Open it up, and it's the Maybe Todd and Company Swan fountain pen. And it's got the Maybe Todd and Swan eyedropper there with Chatelaine.
You got a lot of leather over there.
You got a lot of leather. Manchester, Paris, Brussels, New York, and Chicago.
Cool.
Nice. Now, actually, I got this pen in Dallas a couple years ago.
$50.
No, that was me. You were mad at me for buying that one. Let's just put it that way.
Oh.
We traded some product for it, but. Now I've got one that's this is probably one of the smallest boxes for a fountain pen that I own.
Okay.
And actually, right before the show, I was thinking about it, and I have one that's very similar in size, probably just as small. But this is about the size. How big is this? This box. I'm preceding this with the words "this box," lest this quote
thank you, Eric.
Get taken out of context. This box is 3.5 inches long. They used to take their desk fountain pens, and they take the nib off and they take the taper off, and you can fit it into a 3.5-inch box. And then that's what they would put inside the big box with the actual desk base. But there it is. It's just a little tiny nothing of a box. You can actually fit a full desk pen inside this little tiny box.
That's cool.
Along the lines of Esterbrook, I got a couple more here. This is one of my favorites, and probably one of the only ones I think we have in our collection like this. The early black, and most of the Esterbrook boxes are red,
mm-hmm.
and red and silver. This is black and silver.
That's a cool one.
Very rare. This is a V-clip style box from 1931 to 33, complete with the instructions, but in this case the instructions are quite tattered, so it's kind of dangerous to pull them out lest you rip them.
Well, you know, sometimes people keep boxes for different reasons. I mean, it's nice, especially with a modern pen, if you ever choose to resell it, it's nice to have the box and the papers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Same thing with a vintage pen. It is nice to have the box that goes with it, or from a similar era. Paperwork is always nice, but especially if it's, you know, 50, 100 years old, you can't be guaranteed to find that. But it is nice to be able to have that either like you've shown for reference or just so you have kind of the whole set.
Right.
Depending on where you keep them, it also might be nice to keep the pen to store it in the box.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Here's one of my favorites. This is quite a scarce box. In fact, I don't know that I've ever seen another one. This is Relief. It's an Esterbrook. So you open it up, and it's got two slots there, and inside it says an Esterbrook product made in England. Esterbrook Relief pencils are exceedingly rare as they are, much less to have a box that one goes in. And yes, I do have the pen and pencil that do go with this box. Very, very rare. It's got kind of like a felt covering on it. Obviously, a gift box of sorts would have been nice to have. And then moving off Esterbrook, this is I know you were talking about this earlier. Of course, a lot of people have seen this, the Parker 51. They made some gorgeous, gorgeous boxes. It's got the 51 logo on it, and the back is all brass hinged. You open it up, and there it is, the Parker 51.
Can find those in good shape, you know, people pay $20, $30 just for that alone if it's in excellent shape.
Typically what happens is, like what happens here is the little elastic here gets, you can pull that out and tighten it in the back, but this has got like mm-hmm. a pink lining, which goes really well with this cocoa set. So it's really I think we got this, we bought this over the counter at the store.
I think we did. So. Yep.
Those are my vintage ones. I gave you a couple boxes, and then I have just a couple more leading up to the biggest box that I have.
All right. Well, some of you may or may not recognize the Esterbrook Petite Pack.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
This is the Esterbrook Pastel Set, and it comes in, this is in a little box. And it comes in a little case.
Yeah, now, that's actually, the plastic one is very scarce.
Yeah. These are kind of cool because these little pieces themselves actually can be quite collectible. There are several different colors, and these fit, these were for the little pastel purse pens. And so you've got several colors, several patterns, and, you know, they would go with the different pens. But you've got several.
Yeah, some of little
fake. Those are actually very hard to find.
Yeah, we have what? We got 9 there. We probably have maybe have a couple more. I'm not sure how many they made, but they're fun to collect in their own right, and they're quite brittle because they're like a vinyl almost. And
yeah, they're not brittle. Great. Yeah, you know, a couple more.
And usually they would match the colors of the pen.
Right.
And then the lady would put that in the purse. Now that's
it would go in her purse.
And that's very similar to, and I didn't think to pull it out. You have some of the original Scripsor.
Yes.
Yeah.
This one's even got little crystals on it.
Crystals on it.
Latent for you. And then sometimes you can still find the little boxes. Let's see if I can put it together.
That's a great box.
Yeah.
The polka dot, that one's got all its original color, red polka dots.
Yeah, it's an amazing shape.
You can find them in pink, and I believe we also have one in with purple polka dots.
Mm-hmm. Very, very difficult to find in good shape. But, it sort of looks like a cool pocket protector. Jenny's right.
Yep.
That's sort of what it's like. You know, you can fit 2 little pens in here.
Pen and a pencil, right?
Yep, pen and pencil. You could put 2 pens. But these are very collectible by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
What else you got? You got any more vintage? Like, what else did I give you? I gave you a pack of pile of stuff.
You gave me some Esterbrook. You gave me a Pelican.
Oh, let's take a look at the Pelican.
All right, this is cool. Now, this box is big. This is a big box. All right, so Pelican. Has a is that faux wood or real wood?
Yeah, it's like a faux wood. I don't think it's real. What's that from?
It's from your
600.
All right, so this looks pretty nice just even resting on a desk. And then you slide the top off. And inside, you have this cool little case. Sort of like a penvelope almost. And it actually buttons shut.
That's is it like fun. White leather?
Yeah, it's sort of like a faux leather.
But
the pen would fit in there. But it's got a flap. That was kind of cool. A little bit of, you know, fanciness. If you're going to spend that kind of money on a pen, you want some kind of some kind of presentation.
Yeah, I mean, the pen itself, this is the pen it goes with. The M600, you're all familiar with it, blue. I traded that pen last year in Long Island, and the gentleman didn't have the box. He said, I have the box, and I'll come back tomorrow, and I'll bring it, and, you know, I didn't expect to see it, and sure enough, he came back, and he brought the box, so that was really cool.
Well, the nice thing about this is it's actually quite deep, and so you pull this up.
Oh, really? Is there something in there?
There is.
Another pen?
Wouldn't that be great?
Like
so underneath, you've got some paper. You've got the paperwork. There's all sorts of stuff in there. There's two little booklets in there. But this is nice and thick and heavy.
Yeah, that's why I pulled that one out.
It's again kind of that faux leather, that pleather.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. All right. Yep. All right, what else you got?
You got anything else, or was that it? That's all I gave you?
I have one more.
You have one more?
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to wait on that one?
No, what do you have?
I don't remember what I gave you. All right, let's go with this. Okay, so now we're getting into more modern pens.
Yes, we are.
And some of them do come in beautiful boxes. I mean, they're really, as Tim is saying in the chat, sometimes it seems as if the company is making more of a statement with the box. Rather than complimenting the pen with a box. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Some companies just, they like to give a little desktop piece. The new Wall Ever Sharp makes these gorgeous black piano lacquer, piano hinges, gorgeous boxes. I mean, I wouldn't have any problem if I actually had room on my desk of putting this in as a decent size, nice box on my desk. You could take the... it comes with a little liner here. You can pull, put out, and you could put all sorts of accessories in there. It's quite deep. You could fit a couple of pens in there. It would be well suited for accessories and things like that on your desk. It's like a suede interior kind of thing. Gorgeous
box. Well, and that one's got kind of the fur.
Yeah, it does have the fur lining here. That's a little crystal. The wall ever sharps, they come in this little crystal tube, and then the pen floats in that, which is kind of cool. But so that's the wall ever sharpening. That's a decent size box. It's pushing 7 3/4 inches long. This box is.
Okay.
So.
But it's nice. It's pretty. Yeah.
It's not too big. I don't think it's too big.
Right? Okay. No, it's tall.
It is tall. So what else did you have? Or do you want me to show another one?
I have the Fusion 82. Now this is interesting. It's a very interesting design. Thin, fairly thin box. I don't like anything huge and tall. It's got the elastic on the side. Is there a pen in there?
No, there's no pen in there.
All right.
I hope not.
So this slides up, and then the pen rests in here.
In the middle.
Yeah. So you can sort of see through the nib, so you could see, let's say, the color of the Fusion that was in there. It's an interesting design. You really should open it all the way before taking the pen out. Otherwise, you could scratch it.
Yeah.
You know. But it's interesting.
It's a very unique design. Now, Delta does that with a lot of their pens. They have that exact same design with that acrylic, and it's more about the presentation than it is about anything else. So,
although sometimes, like one of our Delta pens, the actual box isn't as big as the cardboard box. Cardboard box is huge.
Oh yeah, we have the. Delta
Marina Grande.
Capri Marina Grande. The pen itself is not it's about the size of an
M600. It's not that big.
It's not that big. It's got about a number 5 size nib. And the box is like 13 inches long.
It's bigger than an 8 by 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. It's pushing legal size.
It's huge. It's absolutely. I couldn't believe it when they shipped it to us.
Yeah.
Because it's actually in a box the size of that Fusion box, and then it's inside another box that's twice as big. So
silly big.
That's crazy. So
I think that's a lot of wasted space.
Well, we're getting to larger and larger boxes here.
All right, what do you got for bigger boxes?
This one here. I'm going to show this one first. Comes at this a nice cardboard box here. This one here. Some of you may remember a couple years ago we had the Duke Confucius compound artist pen.
That was a nice box.
It was a cool box. It's a nice wood. It's got
Why do Confucius. You have one?
Why do I have one? Because I have
keep
a pen.
I
kept the pen. Right. And it comes with it came with a refillable cartridge. You've got the original bottle of ink here, and then a place for the pen that just sits in there. So this is kind of a nice. This was designed to be something that you could put on your desk. And then along with that, perhaps just a slightly nicer Visconti. And when Visconti makes a box, they really do it right. So this is the box for the limited edition Wall Street. And this is just beyond gorgeous, nice lacquer, but it's big. It's bigger than the Wall Ever Sharp box. You open it up, and it's got this nice leather. And then, of course, this pulls up, and you've got a spot to you could put all your stuff. So this would be an even better box to put on your desk if you one had the room. But, yeah, so that's...
But you don't.
I don't yet. Someday I really would like to... This is gorgeous. I love this box. It's just...
Okay.
It's like a brown... It's almost... It's a dark brown. You can kind of see it. And I got one more.
All right. Hurry up.
Hurry up. All right. So this is the story when... We were in Atlanta 2 years ago, and I was deciding between one Omos and the other.
But keeping in mind that we ended up, of course, buying just as much as we sold, so we didn't really make any space.
Yeah, didn't make any space. And so I'm looking between, do I want this Omos, or do I want, I don't have the actual pen, but this was the bigger pen that I was looking at. This is the Omos Paragon in black. And I was looking at the Blue Marble Revelations. And as I make the deal, John reaches down and grabs the box. And this pen, again, it's about the size of an M600. Here is the box. I mean, I can barely fit it on the screen. You can see it there. It's huge. It's 11, like almost 10 3/4 inches long. And you open it up. It's got this cardboard case. And then here it is. It says Revelations on the top, OMOS. You open it up. I mean, you know what? There's got to be what's in here, right? There's a bottle of ink and the owner's manual. That's all that's in it. It's all presentation.
Steph translated your jukebox for you.
Oh, did she? What does it say?
I got to scroll back up. A peaceful person loves people.
Oh, awesome.
That's very cool.
So.
Well, at least it said something good. Yeah, all
right. So anyway, that's the box, and like so, if I had the pen, you could see that's about that size. So I almost did not take the pen because of the box, but there it is. So I guess that's the long and short of pen boxes. I mean, it can be a whole collecting hobby in and of itself.
Well, it can. Some of the vintage pen boxes are really cool. And with modern pens, if you ever decide to resell your pen, it definitely is a selling point that you have the box and the papers.
Especially on limited edition. Like that's a limited edition, very limited edition run of OMOS. They only made 88, so to have the box is great. So.
Yep.
But
anyway. We just thought it was interesting when we were looking for a couple boxes and a couple customers requested boxes, and I don't even remember where we got all these vintage boxes, but we were going through them going, oh, this is really kind of cool. Oh, I like this. So, and I was cleaning out my office, which is a task in itself, and kept finding more boxes. And it's amazing how some expensive pens come in huge boxes and some come in really small boxes. Yeah. And there's kind of no rhyme or reason.
So, yeah, at this point, we have so many boxes just for our personal pens that it's starting to become a kind of a problem.
Oh, well, you should sell some.
No, I'm not selling any pens. No way, man.
All right. All right.
So anyway, that's just a little bit. I mean, we could go on for days, but we won't. So.
We won't.
What else is going on?
School started.
School started, yeah. And actually, Lawrence hasn't started yet, have they?
No, they have not.
Okay. So
the students and the parents, we have a couple parents who come to the store at the beginning and the end of every semester. So it's kind of good to see the regulars kind of in and out again. But no, school started for me, so... online classes. I've got a whole new set of students to herd. They're like herding cats, getting everybody on the same page. So
cool.
What else is exciting? We got a new case. We didn't have enough.
We don't have enough. Well, we have tentatively sold one case.
Yes, we sold one. We bought a new case. We needed something a little bit different. So we bought that. Dave and I, and then Brian helped assemble it. And then Carpenter Joe came and helped us install the light kit because it involved drilling. We felt it was better to have an expert help us with the detail part of it. You know, drill exactly here and so... that was cool.
And we'll talk about that and hopefully soon.
Yep, soon. So. But yeah, you know, we're always moving things around at the store, and we're always we rearranged a couple things. Yeah,
just when I want to like do a walkthrough, we got to change something. We got to mix something up.
Well, yeah.
So.
Well, we've started to move where we sit for product videos, so I think we'll just play around with that a little bit. And eventually,
I thought that worked out well. Right.
Eventually, we'll just do a 360 and show all of the store.
Well, I can do that once we get that case pulled up.
I know. Well, we have to get the electric working first.
Well, yeah, so we've got this 70-inch LED. I got to tell you the story. So we got the 70-inch LED.
For the case.
That goes in the case, right? And so it's got this little lamp you plug in, and then you plug it into the wall. And like, well, we better test this to make sure it works before Carpenter Joe comes and hooks this up, because if we have to send it back or something, it doesn't work. You know, we don't want to have to worry about it. And so I plug my part in into the board, and then Lisa plugs it into the wall, and I'm hanging onto it, and it doesn't go on right away. And I'm like, well, what's going on? I'm looking into it, and then all of a sudden, it kicks in 70 inches of LED lights completely in my face.
It was bright.
Oh, my goodness. So
it was very bright.
It was funny. I had to be there, I guess.
Yep. So. I'm grateful you didn't drop it. You were startled.
It was outrageous. It was really
like
outrageous.
It's like the sun in your face. So.
Yeah. Love LED. Yep. What else is going on at the store? We got a couple new things in we can talk about quickly.
We do. We got in the last week or so. You know, it takes us a little bit longer to get a couple things on the site. Brian works his butt off, but you know, we get to it as we can. We got in some new repair supplies.
Sweet.
Yep. So, what do you want me to do first?
You've got. You can do yours first, and then I'll come in the end.
One of these we've used, we just haven't had them really available, a bulb syringe. And yes, those of you with children, it is the same thing.
Wait a minute. I just think this needs an applause.
So if you get stuck, you can also, you know,
just make sure you
nasal aspirator.
You remove the ink out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But we've had some requests, so now we have the bulb syringe for cleaning out nibs and sections. So
yep.
That's pretty cool.
Comes in handy. You can cut it off if you want to. You can use it as is. You cut it off, and then you can put it. Like, I have one here on my desk, a little smaller version, and I will actually take an Esterbrook section, and I'll just stick it on there. And then use it to, but those hold 2 ounces, which is quite a lot of water. So.
Yeah. All right, I can't get this box open. All right, there we go.
I'm going to ad-lib till ready.
I'm ready. We also got in 3 different types of loops because...
We can't make up our mind.
That's how we roll. Well, you've got different uses. You've got different needs. So the one I have, it's called a triplet. You've got a 10X and then a 20X.
Why is it a triplet? There's only 2.
I don't know. That's what it's called. It says triplet, 10X and 20X.
Yeah, and this is the kind you can put on your finger, around your finger, and look at it. Non-lighted.
Yeah, this is non-lighted, but this way you've got 2 different options. The quality is very good. We were very impressed.
Yep.
Yep.
So you got a 10, 20, and I've got a 30. So I know some people say you don't need more than 20, but you know what? When you start dealing
some
with nibs,
some people like it.
I've been using a 30 over the last week, and it's really helped. So we've got a 30 as well, non-lighted, same deal. The 30 actually has a little ring on the back of it that you can,
which I like a lot. You can hang it from a lanyard
or something,
or a keychain. You know, if you're going out antiquing, or a lanyard if you're at a show. That kind of a thing.
And then we got another one that's a little bit different. So, you know, 30 wasn't enough. We actually did get a 30. We got a lighted 30-60. So the 60, I know, is like probably overkill, but boy, I tell you, it's really, really nice when you're looking at nibs. I do like it. So, and again, this one you can put in between your fingers. And you can hold on to it. And it's got 2 lights.
And those are bright.
They're bright. Yeah, don't look at them.
Yeah.
Like I just did. So, and again, this one's got a loop on it too. And they come in cases, come in extra batteries. And
it's a nice little package. All 3 of the different loops come in its own case,
plastic case.
I really like. And then, I personally like the ones that have the loops because you know, I would keep one around my neck at shows. You never, or at the show, at the store as well, because you sometimes have to look for cracks in caps, cracks in the barrel, nibs, and like Jonathan says, a bad loop will drive you crazy.
Yeah. So I was pleased that the 30, the non-lighted 30 is a big 21 millimeter lens, so it's really nice. But
the lighted one is super nice.
Yeah. So. Yep. Anyway, we got those. We got some newer pair of sun. And what I forgot to bring home this week, which is all the buzz. We do have a few of the Franklin Kristoff, the Kristoff music nibs, the three-tined.
Two-slit
nibs, and they're really super. Only got a couple of them that we brought back from DC, and I suspect we're going to get some more, but I don't know when. But anyway, we have those in stock, and I was hoping to grab one for myself for my new old three, but we'll see.
I'm sticking with my fine nib.
There you go.
Yep. So. Now we also have more Franklin Kristoff music nibs, and we're waiting on the 03 and
03 in the 19s.
And the 19s. So Franklin Kristoff was slammed at the DC show and slammed afterwards. So they're just trying to get caught up.
Yeah.
In fact, we doubled our order of the 03s because we have so many back in stock. So we want to make sure we have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But they're cool nibs.
But all that stuff's up. I got pictures of the loops and the syringes are going to go up later tonight. But those are ready. But yeah, so that's kind of it for this week. We got a bunch of new pens and stuff. I just haven't gotten around to getting them up, but we'll get them up soon.
Well, we've got a bunch of stuff that just arrived. In fact, one package that got lost.
Right.
So you know, we're just getting things in every day. I was told that the Sailor Sky has shipped, but I don't have tracking on it yet. And
say that again. That's like music to my ears.
I'm told that our Sailor Sky pens have shipped to us. And our order shipped complete.
Oh.
Yeah. So I got to tell you, folks, these are going to go fast. The next shipment is due in September. I'm planning on reordering because these are just to die for.
I'm going to put in mine yet.
I don't know, but we saw them in D.C., and they are just gorgeous. And I think I'm just going to take the rest of the day off when they arrive.
So
go home and play with mine. Nope. Dave can ship the rest of them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
But absolutely gorgeous. Those of you who perhaps stopped at the Sailor table at the DC show, they were in one of the cases, and they are just in person, they're even prettier than in the ads.
That area there was dark.
Yeah, but they were pretty.
It was real dark. They're very pretty. So I kind of was thinking, did we get a King of Pen? That King of Pen might be the. It's kind of expensive.
We didn't, but I can get you one.
Oh,
I know people.
Anniversary.
There you go. Yeah, we love Sailor. In fact, we just had communications from them twice today, and phenomenal group of people.
Sailor rocks. Rocks.
Yeah.
Love
them.
So. Anyway, that's kind of it at the store, huh?
Oh, Dave and I are busy every day, and we're moving stuff around and coming up with new things. And you wait. Every time Brian comes to the store, there's like something new, something different.
They play this game, right?
We move things around, so we play, quote, the game, which is walk around and see if you can notice what's changed. So it's kind of fun until they make me play, and then I don't like it.
Oh, yeah. She didn't like it the time we made it. It was funny, though. Let me tell you that.
No, I don't think so. So, anyway.
Any shout-outs this week?
I think we do. Oh, well, yes. We have one.
One big shout-out.
I love my flowers. Well, I don't know, but... Yeah. So... the sender of my flowers, you rock. I love you. It was awesome. Totally made my day when I needed it. So, thank you.
Awesome.
And it wasn't Brian, so.
No, it was not me.
Ooh. There you go. Anything else for you? Anybody we need to give a shout out to? It was great to see Anne, our friend Anne, in the store.
Yeah, it's good to see Anne. I like you. You always see all my old friends that have to be in the store that day. And actually, I was on call. I was working on something, and I heard her voice, so I came out.
Yeah, you came out. That was fun. So that's about it from here.
That's about it.
Try to keep it a little short today.
We always say that. All right. Anything else? That's it.
Just like us on Facebook and check out the new Appleton Pen Club if you're local. And if you like this podcast on YouTube, click the thumbs up and like it.
All right. That'll do it then. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
That would be the place. Or catch us online, send us an email.
Brian@AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa@AndersonPens.net.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, every other social media as Anderson Pens.
Yeah, we're all over.
Blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website is AndersonPens.net.
Join our mailing list for advance notice of new products on the website, in the store. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night.
Bye, guys.